Seder Vayikra, Tavshin Samech Zayin. Das and Tahara as a prelude to Kedusha and Korbanos. Vayikra El Moshe. Chazal Darshan, that from that which Moshe Rabbeinu waited to be called in to the Mishkan, to hear the first Shir and Kodshim, and didn't rush in on his own before he was called, that called Tamid Chacham She'en Bo Das Nevela Tova Heinenu. A Tamid Chacham that doesn't have Das, a dead animal, a carcass, is better than him. The Ramban says that, in truth, Moshe Rabbeinu was called before HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him at all times, before this and after this. So why specifically do Chazal tell us here that Moshe Rabbeinu was called? Why is this the place that we learn this idea? First of all, to understand what Das is. Tamid Chacham She'en Bo Das. Some say that Das is the basic derech eretz, the basic conduct, good conduct that a person has to have, to know when to go in and when not to go in, to wait to be called. Others say that Das is Yirat Shamayim. Others say that Das is humility. And others say that it is the ability to combine one's knowledge with what one actually does. And the truth is that they are all aspects of the same idea. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person straight. He has this basic understanding of what's proper and what's improper to do. The Hein Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabin. It's only a person's gaiva, his haughtiness, and his tithes, his inability to control himself, that pull a person from that basic yashrus, that basic straightness, basic conduct that a person as a human being innately knows what to do. And therefore, Chazal tell us that Das is Tahara. For in explaining the Seder Taharos, the order of the Mishnah that is called Taharos, Chazal say that it is hinted to in the Pasuk, V'hoya emuna sitecha, chosen yeshuos, chokmos v'das, das refers to Seder Taharos. Tahara, in the Siddur Yesharim says, is kavana v'shem shomayim, to do something purely for the sake of heaven, not because of covet, out of haughtiness, for honor, and not for any other selfish reason, which implies the idea of taiva, of desire. Without das, and yiras shamayim, and humility, so there can't be any chachma. Because the chachma itself rots. The Gemara in Shabbos says that someone can have tremendous wisdom, but if he doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, which is a product of anava, of humility, if he doesn't have that basic, straight conduct, then he's missing the preservative. Yirat Shamayim is the preservative to wisdom. And when you don't have a preservative, then the wisdom rots. And it's like a nevela. It's like a dead carcass that also rots. Except the dead carcass, when it rots, you know that it's rotten, it smells, it has a stench. But a Tamid Chacham She'en Bo Das, a Tamid Chacham who's missing that preservative. And therefore his wisdom rots, but the wisdom doesn't stink. It becomes a poison, but it doesn't have a stench. So you don't know that it's rotting. And therefore, a Tamid Chacham She'en Bo Das, a nevela is better than him, because at least you know the nevela is rotting. The Gemara in Chagiga says that Doeg and Achitofel and Acher, all these people whose wisdom drew them to become evil, they all had already within their heart desires, honor, that made their wisdom rot. And the other hand, Rabbi Akiva, was Mekayim the Pasuk, Moshcheini Acharecha Narutza. He waited for God to pull him, without his own haughtiness, without his own desires swaying him from the path. He let God call him and pull him, and then he ran, and his wisdom was preserved. And therefore, Tahara is the preface to Chachma and Kedusha. Kodshim, the Seder Kodshim is Chachma, Chachmos. For that's what connects a person and brings him closer to God. And Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, the foundation of Chachma has to be fear of God. The Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. And Yiras Hashem has as its source humility. And therefore Torah, Chachma, is similar to a korban. Just like a korban brings a person closer to Hashem, Torah also brings a person closer and makes him cleave to Hashem. And therefore, before it's possible to bring a korban and to come closer to Hashem, before a person can have the chachma of Torah, he has to wait for God to call him. He has to be humble, wait for God's call, and have to have that Yirah Shamayim and do everything for the sake of heaven. The goal is Kedusha and Chachma, but the path, the means to reach it is Tahara and Das. And therefore, Tahara in the Midos comes before the Midah of Kedusha, because you first have to acquire Tahara before you can acquire Kedusha. However, in the order of the Mishnayos, Kodshim comes before Taharos, because the goal, more important is the goal, is Kodshim. Taharos being the means to reach that goal. And that's why Chazal say that we start to learn with school children, with Sefer Vayikra, because Yavo Tahorim, the Yaso B'Divrei Tahara, always bothered me. Vayikra is predominantly Kodshim, Chachma, not Tahara. So why does it say Yavo Tahorim? It should have said Yavo Kedoshim, the Yasu B'Divrei Kedusha. But the way we explain the foundation, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, is Vayikra Moshe Tahara. Das, Talmud Chacham Sheyesh Bo Das, who waits to be called. And therefore, it's hinted to in that word Vayikra, that God called to Moshe, and Moshe waited. Moshe's humility, which is hinted to in the small aleph in the word Vayikra. That's the idea, Adam ki Yaakov mikem. Before you can bring a sacrifice and bring yourself closer to God, you have to be an Adam. You have to be a mensch. Because if you're not a mensch, then if you act like an animal, how can you bring another animal as a sacrifice? And that's why it says, Atacho name lo Adam das. First, the Rabbanu Shalom enables a person to acquire das, to be a mensch, Adam das. And then, and only then, Malamid le'enosh bina, then he can teach that same person Torah, Chachma, Kedusha. Chag HaPesach is the holiday where we strengthen our emunah and we try to get closer to Hashem. Pesach revolves around Chachma. Chachma hu omer, the Chachma at the Seder. And therefore, its essence is Korbanos, Kodshim, Korban Pesach. However, first we need a foundation of Tahara and Das. And that's the idea that Chametz is prohibited. Chametz represents Gaiva, haughtiness, and the Yetzer Hara, the Seor Shebe'isa. And therefore, first, everything has to be totally small, like matzah. Matzah has nothing, no additives, nothing pulling it, no selfish ideas. Totally, l'shem shamayim. In order to have emunah, in order to have chachma, in order to have kodshim, you first have to have the tahara of matzah and the prohibition of chametz. And from that you can come to Torah and Kedusha, to Matan Torah, Kedusha, which begins with a person's effort and ends as a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sanctifies us eternally. And that's what it says. If we use the Shabbos of Vayikra after the four parshios, it's not a special Shabbos anymore. It's not Shabbos HaGadol. It's a very tzanua, a very humble Shabbos. But that Shabbos is to teach us humility, fear of God, selflessness, that is the preface to Chag HaPesach, Korban Pesach, that Amir Tzashem we should be able to bring this year still. The Diaskolot Tzedek Meherev Lamina.